This is Jeffrey Sutton from the Tumbling Wheels, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as Dr. Martin Luther King once said, a riot is the language of the unheard. And what is it America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. And it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice and humanity. Peace, y'all.
This is 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans. Radio NOLA HIV, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Daniel Gray.
My name's Will Parody.
And y'all are tuned in to Gray Matter, only on
WHIV 102.3 FM, New Orleans Community Radio, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
End all wars. What's up, Will? How you feeling?
Man, Daniel, I'm great.
Awesome. For you guys joining us for the first time, this is Gray Matter. Gray Matter is a show displaying our love for music and current event topics.
It's basically a broadcast of our bromance.
Will and I get to flex our friendship, and we get to share the music and our opinions with you.
So join us, won't you, on Gray Matter.
Love that. Here in New Orleans, Louisiana, we have an amazing mayor elect after having a absentee mayor
who
traversed the globe.
Right, yeah, it's sort of a travel influencer.
Yeah,
is how
a travel influencer. That's
control.
A great way to do it.
Yeah.
Who was having a raucous affair on taxpayers' dollars. Our mayor-elect, she just put her foot down and stood up to the next big bad monster we're going to talk about, immigration custom enforcement.
Yeah. So we've seen a massive expansion in the civil border patrol and in ICE.
Right. And the deputizing of local law enforcement into ICE.
And the expansion of the militarization of these administrations.
Yes.
The insane amount of money that's going into all this.
Let me tell you what kind of person you, what kind of resiliency you must be made of when you say no to that in this economy. Number one, no NOPD officer. We're in New Orleans. No New Orleans Police Department officer signed up to do any part and be any part of ICE. Not because it was a mandate from Ann Kirkpatrick, who is our police chief, but because the moral responsibility they have to the community here. So they passed on paydays from the federal government, but don't you fret, right outside of city limits, which is why I say if you're not from New Orleans, do not say you're from New Orleans. This is why, because right outside of Orleans Parish, there's a parish named Jefferson. Every cop, overwhelmingly, on JPSO, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, I looked at the statistic yesterday and it blew my mind.
Yeah, those guys were so excited.
Those guys lined up.
Oh, man.
And they had to be turned away to sign up for ICE.
Man, yeah. No, they were stoked about it. This country is sick, is all I can say. We have racism and xenophobia so deep in our bones.
So deep.
That we have thousands of reactionaries chomping at the bit to get paid to hunt down immigrants and brown people. And
that's it.
The
horror stories that happen in Louisiana, thankfully, none of them happen in New Orleans, largely. We still have a presence of ICE.
Right outside of city limits, though?
But if you go right outside the parish line, it is disgusting. The amount of reports. I've started watching regular news again. On regular news, three times in one segment, there's at least three breaking news alerts that ICE has just raided some neighborhood, home, school, or church.
I was also reading
in
a headline
Jefferson Parish
about Mexican restaurants in New Orleans
closing,
yeah, so that they could protect their workers, right?
Yeah.
The editorial that I mean, we should talk about immigration for a whole episode, I think. So this is kind of a preview to that.
Absolutely.
But like, if you're somebody who thinks that immigrants are stealing good jobs in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants are taking the jobs that nobody else wants in this country.
They're accepting the jobs that nobody else wants.
And if we lose that workforce, the entire economy bottoms out. We had the hotel industry, the restaurant industry, all these different industries come to Donald Trump and say, please do not go after our workforce like this. Like, things will bottom out if you do this. But it is perhaps the the most unifying issue that I see from the MAGA movement is xenophobia, is just a hatred of brown people and foreigners. And they finally have somebody in the White House who will throw this red meat at them over it.
Oh, right? Yeah. And not to mention, look, I remember when Latinas for Trump were doing their big support and cheer out in Miami. And they were talking about making their way to Louisiana. And because we did have some Latinas for Trump here in Louisiana. I remember seeing the signs when I was driving through Baton Rouge a couple times. And I remember thinking, like, y'all can't be serious. Like, you Latinas for Trump.
Chickens for KFC.
You're literally chickens for KFC or Popeyes. We'll say chickens for Popeyes.
Yeah, chickens for Popeyes.
What? Shouldn't you be like the cow for what's that?
For Chick-fil-A.
Shouldn't you be like the cow for Chick-fil-A saying eat more chicken? Like, that should be what you're doing. Like, but you didn't even fall on the sword. You allowed yourself to be blindsided.
I don't say this with any glee, but a lot of those folks also saw direct consequences where it affected their own family.
Yeah, the president of Latinas for Trump was crying on international news because her father was deported, her mother was deported, her significant other got deported, and then they were talking about separating her from her children because their legal status was in question.
And I don't want to point that out for the sake of Schadenfreude. I want to point that out to just make the point that these are the consequences for voting for these people. If you think that the leopard's not going to eat your face, the leopard is going to get hungry one day and go after your face.
Well, what's most interesting is he said he would.
Yeah, he said he was super explicit about it.
He was very explicit.
Yeah.
But somehow people heard, oh, well, that's not us.
Right.
That's what they interpreted it as. And, the sheer amount of the community that's currently being hunted down and severely pursued by ICE is the same community that was vehemently supporting him during his run.
This is another example, too, of something that we're going to be facing the consequences for generations.
Absolutely. You know,
people are terrified to visit this country, right? Families are broken and separated. People have been disappeared. And we have no moral ground to stand on to tell any other country on the world how to treat its people at this point.
None.
And we certainly have no ground to stand on in trying to claim that we're a nation of immigrants while we do this to immigrants, right?
Right.
These are people that are taking the jobs that nobody else will take.
Yes.
They do not receive social services. That's a common misconception, but they don't get anything from the government. They do pay taxes, though, through
their
wages and salaries.
One of the most terrible things to happen out of this entire escalation was that they started using the tax returns of our immigrant taxpayers to pursue them and deport them.
And I just think that history is going to be so unkind to these people that supported this. There are concentration camps in this country.
Yeah. That's what they are.
There are people being disappeared and tortured. I heard about this thing at that I'm not going to use the term that people like to use for it, but that place in Florida, right?
They
have a cage out in like a hot sunny field that they'll just put people in where there's not even enough space for you to sit down.
Yeah.
You just stand out in the heat all day.
And all day?
they put one dude in there for 24 hours.
The conditions are worse than Angola.
Yeah. Yeah.
That says a lot.
This is fascism.
Yeah.
This is
fascism. This is real time.
This is absolutely fascism, and it terrifies me, and it shames me to identify as an American.
Yeah.
We want to offer our solidarity to those creative protesters out there that are slowing down and dismantling ICE's efforts.
Yes.
The only way that we get through this is through resistance.
Yeah.
And
community being community and resistance.
I also want to make a public service announcement and offer that if you see ICE activity, you can call into a hotline at the ACLU. The local number in New Orleans is 504-221-1499. You can call that number. You can let them know if you see ice activity, and they will send witnesses out to that location. And they will take action. The ACLU is still a force for good in this country.
And what they did was they appealed the governor's bill that he passed and got it turned over in court so that you would no longer go to jail and face 10 years imprisonment for stopping ICE from illegally detaining people.
That's excellent. Yeah, it's sort of like that Mr. Rogers thing of, like, you know, when you know, you see something bad happening, look for the helpers.
Look for the helpers.
Right, yeah. This country's on fire right now, but there are people still running into this fire to help each other out.
Absolutely.
Look after your neighbors and use those resources and maintain solidarity against these fascists. And we will get through this because fascism is about rewarding incompetent people.
Yes.
And it is inherently doomed to fail. It's failed every time. And it will.
Every time.
It will again. Get down on the ground floor of that. You know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of the history book when they write it. Let's segue over into... this is a topic that we did a whole episode on.
Yeah, we did. And how it actually there's a really cool way to segue into this. Because of social media standing down all of its fact checking, you really should be more aware of when you're watching an AI video and when you're not.
Yes.
Because what happens a lot of times is there are minds on this planet that will create fake news stories as well as fake ICE videos. Which I've seen circulate on X, for example, with AI technology.
Something that we said in our op-ed on AI is that we think that at this point, this technology doesn't really stand up to, like, large stress tests.
Right.
It falls apart on long viewings or long listenings, but it really only needs you for about 3 seconds.
That's it.
While you're scrolling through social media to trick your brain into seeing something that's not real.
Yeah.
Like when I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson say that he thinks that there's evidence that the Earth is in fact flat. Then the real Neil deGrasse Tyson said, "That's not me." But like it was a very convincing deep fake.
That
kind of stuff is terrifying.
It is.
And this bubble is only getting bigger because these people need this to succeed. They've put so much money into it. NVIDIA, which is a company that creates a lot of the hardware that's used in these AI companies, is now worth $5 trillion. $5 trillion with a T.
That's
bigger than the entire pharmaceutical industry in this country.
Yes.
And it's a big old bubble.
Yeah.
Like there's just such an insane amount of money being kicked around here.
That's bigger than the folks that brought you opioids.
Oh my God. Yeah. And if it bottoms out, then these guys lose so much money over it.
Yeah.
So they are going to keep pushing it down our throats, right?
Oh yeah. And force feeding it if it can.
We're seeing like that AI actor Tilly Norwood, right? That acting algorithm, that
sure.
It.
Like the big it.
This is from a failed actress who switched over and started a tech company and now is trying to make like AI actors
AI
a thing.
Actresses.
And
yeah.
They can't even get 8 solid seconds out of these things.
They can't.
They just fall apart so fast.
They feel miserable.
Right. And I think, man, that's such a supervillain origin story that they were a failed actor themselves. And so it's now like no actors can work. You
now
know?
No actors
yeah,
can
yeah,
work.
Yeah. The NASDAQ crashed because of DeepSeek, because of a Chinese AI.
Yeah.
Right? And the environmental impact of all of this is just so staggering and terrifying. You know, we've got people frying the planet like an egg so that they can, like, make a picture of Macho Man Randy Savage eating a pizza while flying a dragon. Like,
yeah.
It's
the most ridiculous and absurd. Like, you could... You know what we used to have back in the day without AI? We had renderings. We would sit down and learn how to draw what we wanted to
receive. I shout out to my high school friends because they'll know that I used to do that, and that's why I was a solid C student in some of my classes, because I used to doodle their dumb ideas. and I had so much fun doing that, right?
Right.
And now that's been replaced by AI. It's going to be really interesting to see what direction this goes in, because like everybody was talking about NFTs a few years ago and that
bottomed out.
Is this going to be one of those bubbles, one of these? There's been like 4 or 5 of these bubbles over the last decade. Is this going to be one of those ones that sustains itself, or is this going to be one that bottoms out? And I think that we're already seeing a turn towards
we're already seeing it bottom out.
Like, nobody wants to go watch a 2-hour movie made by robots for
nobody.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have a phone conversation with, like, an algorithm. Certainly don't want it to know my personal information.
Absolutely
right?
not.
Yeah.
I stress that over and over. Stop thinking ChatGPT is your significant other.
Right.
The more you tell this artificial intelligence, the more you're teaching it to relate to you as. And then backdoor, you're very sensitive, very private information is being sold to a company.
And owned by these tech billionaires who are not your friends.
They are not your friends. I stopped using AI recently. I wanted to tell you that. I made a pledge to just stop using it altogether.
Was that from the episode?
Well, it was because of the introduction of Kimi, which was the Chinese.
I don't know that one.
Well, it's the one from the company that bottomed out the NASDAQ.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Kimi bottomed them out because Kimi became the first and most intelligent AI, highest powered, even running circles around Grok, and it's free. So the minute I realized that they're just rapidly progressing the decline of clean air and water, it was like a light bulb went off, and I was like, I'm never using this again.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, once I became aware of the environmental impact, it feels really ooky to use it every time.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't help that we now have a Meta data center in northern Louisiana.
Yeah. No, they're building this massive data center.
In Louisiana, New Orleans is the delta to the Gulf of Mexico. It truly is. So where do you think all that wastewater is going to flow through?
Yeah, we already got a part of this state called Cancer Alley. Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at some just gross environmental impacts from these tech billionaires that are addicted to money and need this thing to succeed.
And our good old boy governor who's just game for whatever.
Yeah. I caught that clown.
Yeah.
Grew up in a good but a changing age. My wife and kids, Damon Wayans. When the youth club was everybody's favorite place, where if you spoke to a girl, then it was face to face. Bro, I've seen a heart of a hood turn trendy. Kids lose interest, parks turn empty. Social media's got us all less friendly. Now can't you see the irony? She's got game when she types to me, but nothing in person that ain't the type for me. Asking can we go for dinner yet in the flesh? No conversation, no intellect. The future generation or the children of the internet. Look, it's all changing, I'm seeing it now. You can meet 100 people without leaving your house. Putting pictures in the frames, a memory in the clouds. You know everybody keeps their memories in a cloud. We finally found and we ain't speaking as loud. People only want to listen to the sheep in the crowd. And any other statement gets you cancelled by an activist that's never helped the cause that they're tweeting about. Do you blame public figures and personalities for giving little kids a warped view of reality? Or blame all of the apps that make a killing and finding a sweet spot in your self-hate and vanity? Could you argue that it's borderline dangerous to take a picture of a girl's face and start changing it in one quick filter? Your nose looks thinner, your eyes look fuller, your lips look bigger, your software's better in, your phone knows everything, if anything, it's getting George Orwellian. Your info's collected.
species, we now have to redefine what it means to be connected.
Children of the internet.
A recent study showed that the average person earnestly swipes, taps, pinches their phone a million times a year.
Your info collected.
People feel naked, inadequate, and utterly vulnerable without their phone. It's a primary conduit of personal, social, and work life.
Children of the internet.
There are more active cell phones on the planet than people. The mobile phone is both a connection and disconnection device. It is typically placed between the human and its surroundings, tuning the surroundings out.
I would say that something about 2025 that I'm going to remember looking back on it is that this seemed to be the year where a lot of people are starting to become more class conscious.
Yeah.
That people are finally becoming fed up with the uber wealthy.
Yes.
And are finally being deprogrammed from this notion that billionaires, because they have a lot of money, are somehow smarter or morally better than the rest of us.
Right.
Right.
And they're voting accordingly.
Right. Right. This country, I believe, was its strongest and most successful during a time when the tax code made it so that you were taxed at 90% after in today's dollars, it would be about $3 million.
$3 million. Yeah. Yeah.
After about $3 million, then every $1 million you make is taxed at $900,000. That would go into tax revenue for the government. There's this thing called the virtuous economic cycle. And it's essentially that when we get tax revenue, that goes into social programs.
Mm-hmm.
Those social programs improve quality of life and make things more affordable. They're investments in your community where people become better workers and they don't have to pay as much to live. And then in turn, that increases tax revenue. So tax revenue leads into social services, leads into economic success, leads back into tax revenue, right?
There it is.
This is the argument for taxing billionaires.
Yes.
The way that they need to be taxed. This is the argument for, I'm going to use a word that people are terrified of, but I'm going to use the word socialism and say that socialism is good, right?
It is.
And it's wild to me that in 2025, we're still having that debate, because if you can just like take a deep breath and remove socialism from what it's conflated with, which is often communism.
Sure.
Socialism is public schools. It's national parks. It's the space program. It's nationalized healthcare. It's things that are investments in our society that make everybody's lives better. And if you're really like a numbers person, like that's good for everybody because it increases tax revenue and we can turn that back around and do even cooler stuff.
Yeah. The reason why it's not so shocking to me is largely because as a black American, while Biden was president, he had to codify that black people didn't ever have to go up for renewal of the right to vote again.
Ugh.
So when I realized that hadn't been codified yet, everything else is just kind of like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is a shift in the national conversation.
Yeah.
Away from worshiping billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
To these guys have removed their masks, and we understand that there is no such thing as a benevolent billionaire.
Yeah.
That nobody should have this insane amount of money. Like Jeff Bezos firing a rocket into space while 8 million children went hungry that night is a national failure. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the Democratic Party and like the direction that I hope that it goes in.
Yes.
And I think that really has like coalesced around one particular figure.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to hear your take on this, because like this is near and dear to your heart as a New Yorker, because you've spent half your childhood there,
yes.
Right? We're talking about Zohra Mamdani winning the mayoral election in New York.
Yeah.
And what we're really talking about is Zohra Mamdani winning the Democratic primary in New York.
That's what he won.
Because if you win that primary, like you win the mayoral election. Now, he ran against Andrew Cuomo, who has been absolutely disgraced. Is a sexual assaulter.
Yes.
And not even a resident New Yorker. Like, not somebody who lives in New York City.
At all.
Zora Mamdani comes out of the blue and just does the most impressive and compelling campaign that I've seen in my adult life. I love that the origin story is that he went out a couple days mm-hmm. after the 2024 election.
Uh-huh.
And he went out into the street and he talked to Trump voters.
Literally.
And he asked them, why did you vote for Donald Trump?
Yep.
Something that centrist Democrats refuse to do.
Refuse.
Because then they're talking about things that centrist Democrats are afraid to talk about, like affordability.
Like affordability.
So from that, Zora Mamdani's campaign was informed by what people were asking for, which, like, I can't believe that's a radical concept. Like, if you want to be elected, like, give people what they want. But he ran on,
and you take a poll and you find out what they want and then you give it to them.
He ran on affordability. He ran on free buses.
Yeah.
He ran on childcare.
Yep.
And he was consistent about that. He was focused on those things.
Yeah.
It wasn't culture war stuff.
Nope.
It was making the city more materially a better place to live.
Yeah. Making it affordable again.
Yeah.
So you could actually afford to live in New York. Which a lot of New Yorkers can't afford to do right now.
Yeah. So tell me your thoughts as somebody who has a personal connection in New York.
The reason why this is such a big deal is because there's been a gross, uneven playing field specifically in New York. And we've seen in cities like Chicago and Los Angeles for years, right, where the mega wealthy have really marketed and profited on the backs of everyone. We even saw it creep into neighborhoods here in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah. Specifically, like, you know, mentioning your former neighborhood, the Powerwater.
Right. Yeah. Which we did an episode on essentially the gentrification of New Orleans post Hurricane Katrina.
Bingo.
The reason that people were focused on this election even when they didn't live in New York is because this is a national crisis.
This is a national crisis.
Yeah.
So the fact that it happened in one of the most recognizable international world cities, right, in America. Of all places in the country with the most crisis right now, and the most disruption.
Mm.
I guess we'll leave it at disruption because we don't want to like drag on dissing the country for too long. The country our leadership shows itself to be inept. We don't have to lamp on it. With that being said, you just had someone who was thinking not just logically but also compassionately for his neighbors, and he was watching his neighbors get evicted, and this was someone who was affected by it, who then got up and spoke without the passion but with the logic.
Yeah.
And got, I mean, literally assembled a massive following, bipartisan following.
I think what I love that the political consultant class just can't seem to grip either is that, yes, it was logic, right?
Yeah.
But he never condescended to voters.
Never. Because you don't have to talk down to anyone. You don't have to reduce anyone in order to get something across logically.
I think we've seen the success, or I should say more accurately, the failure of that attitude of condescending to voters as like a technocratic neoliberal centrist, right?
Well,
like,
I mean, you would think we saw enough of it during the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
But
she
then
got
we
stumped,
got yeah,
acting
then,
like that.
Then we got a rerun of it during the Kamala Harris campaign.
Yeah.
Because she refused to go to like the farmers' country. And she refused to shake hands with a lot of Trump supporters.
Well, she just seemed like that she just wanted to be president, but just wanted to be president for the sake of it, because there was no consistency. Like, she had this turn during the summer of 2024 where, like, Tim Walz was tapped, and he was going out there and talking about things like affordability, and you were seeing a shift towards the Harris campaign in support. And then she started getting the consultants to come in, the centrists, the corporatists.
They helped her lose that race.
Yeah, they told her, like, you got to reel him in. You got to stop talking about this kind of stuff. Please don't, like, talk about affordability. Don't talk about Israel, for God's sake.
The mitigated, controlled competition.
They told her to go after a voter that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
This imaginary, like, centrist Republican voter who is going to, like, it's like going to a restaurant and ordering a Coca-Cola, right? And then they come back and they say, we only have Diet Coke. Is that okay? Well, no, I want a Coca-Cola. So, like, when these Republicans go out and they say, you know, we want a fascist, right? And the Harris campaign says, well, what about, like, fascist light, diet fascism.
Diet fascism. How about that?
No, like you're not going to get those voters that are they're going to vote for the Coke candidate every single time.
Every time.
It just goes back to that whole notion that the mainstream Democratic Party is failing us and needs new leadership across the board, regardless of their other policies or party affiliation.
Uh-huh.
It's the affordability candidates that are winning elections. It's the people that position themselves as saying that I'm going to make your life more materially better, and I'm going to help you afford to live in this country again. I'm going to make things better for you materialistically.
Yes.
Those are the candidates that win, including Donald Trump when he was running against Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Even though he is a silver spoon billionaire that only serves other billionaires, he managed to position himself as the affordability candidate. And very recently, he's been in the news saying that affordability is a scam. He's completely turned his heels on it. He says that it's great that grocery prices are this high.
Yep.
And he doesn't seem interested in the slightest in making people's lives better.
And that was after he basically kissed the ring of Zoran. When when he showed up for a visit. So,
My God. Oh, my God. That picture of him a day later when he was wearing, like, the red turtle.
Yep.
God. I mean, it just tells you that Donald Trump is only loyal to himself. Like,
he just
goes with whatever is cool. That's why he, like, aligned himself with Elon Musk. And then when Elon Musk stopped being popular, he dropped him. Zoran Mamdani's the new hotness. And so now I'm going to invite him to the White House and start dressing like him.
Yeah.
And it's like we
that was
we have
weird.
A yeah, it was weird, dude.
That was
we
so
have
weird.
A geriatric moron in the White House.
The oldest president in U.S. history.
And we have an opposition party that is bought and paid for.
Yeah.
And I think that we finally have a critical mass of voters that are fed up with this and are putting energy into candidates that actually show some humanity and some leadership and listen to what people want. So I think that any hope of opposing Donald Trump looks like a Zoran Mamdani campaign.
Absolutely.
It looks like focusing on affordability and sensible solutions to problems while not being condescending and while talking to people like a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that, look, America has enough problems on its own. If you focus on making things affordable for the working class person again, for someone who has less than minimum wage or minimum wage, and figuring out a way for that person to have a sustainable life as a minimum wage recipient, right? As someone who goes to work and not have to get multiple minimum wage jobs, you're gonna see a sweeping win every single time.
We can get back to a place, I hope, where things become more equitable.
Yeah.
Where a person can support themselves on a single job, where young people have hope for the future.
What's refreshing is to see that America's finally starting to wake up and realize that America belongs to the working class.
16,000 square, 8 million up there, 2 million down here. Could see it. I be Bentley driven and very strategic. RM sleeve, no diamonds are needed. Floors are heated, so be it, so be it. With P, get something to meet. Your soul don't like your body, we help you free it. Then we wait for TMZ to leak it. It ain't no secret, so be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. CLIP, SEFB, A-Ball LV. I can show you how to bust a brick if you let me. I monogram like confetti. Switch is ready. She leaning on Celine cause she ain't stepping in Giuseppe. Catch a buck 50 like each Pirelli. I got 8 of them, call me Andretti. If I'm not in the telly, selling a Yeti, then I'm twirling your like she in spaghetti. Heavy, circle back and come and get this Kelly. And your ears too if you want a blue like Belly. Lot of jetting, Prada betting. 9-11s, I'm the who's who with what's what, Papa Heaven.
around and get your body traced trying to test me. Cause the ends that I'm with like to draw when it's sketchy. If they catch me, don't forget me. Resurrect me. Buy a dog tag the same place that they forget me. Ski.
This is culture.
Smoke. So be it. So be it. Smoke. So be it.
You ain't solid, ain't valid, you ain't malice. Been quiet, ain't riot, you ain't Paris. Blow money, you owe money, we ain't balanced. You ain't believe, God did, you ain't Khaled. All black, back to back, this ain't traffic. Can't wrap your head round that, you ain't Arab. Y'all tweet, bird talk, we all parrots. Lone Star, cross the border, we like Dallas. 21, guns salute, we been savage. Tag them up, add them up, the niggas average. Fly them in, fly them out. Only the baddest. If I had her, then you had her. She never mattered. Wish upon the stars on my roof. They all scattered. Ain't no more Neptune, so peace Saturn. Off the first ski up, they re-up. It's a pattern. Like middlemen, they killing them. You know what happened.
This is culture.
Smoke. So be it. So be it. Smoke. So be it. Cried in front of me, you died in front of me. Calabasas took your bitch, and your pride in front of me. Her utopia had moved right up the street, and her lip gloss was popping, she ain't need you to eat. The net gon' call it the way that they see it, but I got the video, I can share and AE it. They wouldn't believe it, but I can't unsee it. Lucky I ain't TMZ it. So be it, so be it.
This is culturally inappropriate.
So be it, so be it. So be it, so be it.
So while we were prepping for this episode, I was like hesitant to create a section where it's like, let's make a prediction for 2026, or like, let's talk about our hopes. But the nature of episodes like these is really interesting, because I think we go into every new year optimistic about what it could be.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, we look back and it's like, here's all these terrible things that happened.
Sure.
Right? And I guess that's just kind of like the
nature of the beast.
That's the nature of it, is that like life is going to life over this next year. You know, there's going to be good news. There's going to be bad news.
Yep.
But something that I am optimistic for is that I do feel this like genuine shift in the air, that people are doing away with the culture war BS and coming together to realize that we're getting screwed over by rich people.
Yeah.
That if we're going to really see any serious change in this country, then it needs to be about coming together and opposing them.
Yes.
Instead of fighting over this stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We should not be focused so much on how our neighbors identify sexually or gender. We shouldn't care about any of that, because we should just identify them as neighbors. And not so much that we should ignore what they choose to be identified as, but we should be consciously saying, hey, that's important, but that is not what we should be fighting over.
I just don't think it's patriotic to be bigoted like that towards anybody.
It's
first
really
of all.
Not
but
at
if,
all.
If like, we got to get away from like the culture war stuff and get back to talking about policy, right?
Yeah.
Like if you look at Donald Trump as a cultural figure, he's gigantic, right? One of the most influential cultural figures of the last decade, if not this entire century. If you look at his policy,
yep.
It's all about serving billionaires.
That's it.
He has the wealthiest cabinet in the history of the country
ever.
And the only things that get passed are things that enrich him and his friends.
That's it. So, and when all that to say, if we focus on the things that we all have in common, we will happily accept the things that we don't understand about each other. We'll be open to what America used to call tolerance, which I think is abhorrent as well. We should just be open to being neighbors to each other.
Yeah.
Because if you're open to being a neighbor, you're going to be accepting. If America is a family, then all of our differences are what are going to inevitably add to the gumbo pot. And that's all I got to say about it.
So I think we're going to refrain from like trying to make any predictions about 2026.
Yeah.
I think we as people have a lot of reasons to be optimistic.
Yeah, we
and
do.
I have some things that I want to do with 2026 and I want to accomplish. And I have some hopes and dreams that I hope we see come to pass in our society.
Well, you remember when we were talking about the election and we were like, well, our candidate lost. However, what we're going to do is dump our energy into our own passion projects.
I also remember saying that I was done carrying water for candidates like Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
I remember using our show and getting on there and doing what I thought was the right thing,
trying to convince people.
Yeah. And that's one of my resolutions, is that, like, I, in part of, like, reflecting on this show and the platform that we have, I'm not doing that anymore. You know, I'm honestly calling out social injustice wherever I see it.
Yeah.
Laying it out in a factually informed way.
Yeah.
And trusting our audience to be smart enough to pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
So
we have educated listeners.
We do.
We don't pander to anyone as it is, and we're not going to ever.
And I think if we focus on facts and policy,
yep.
that.
And legislature.
People will arrive at what's right for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know? That's a 2026 resolution that I would offer, is that we're going to do our best to try and come at you with the facts and trust y'all to be smart enough to make good choices with them.
Yeah.
2026. Yeah.
That's what we are resolving to do.
Yes.
Is just present the facts. We're going to give you our take on things, but we're going to trust you to be savvy enough to make your own decision based on the facts we give you.
And we hope that you all have things to be helpful for.
Yeah.
It's going to be life, you know, but you can count on us being here to make you feel a little less crazy when you tune in.
This bromance will still exist.
Yes.
So you can tune in any given Thursday, and we're going to be here pumping the love.
And it's part of a larger community, I hope, that you find. Because that's what's going to get us through this, as well as our neighbors, our friends, our community.
That part.
It'll be interesting to see what this review looks like next year.
Yeah.
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 And
I say that with a big old smile on my face, because I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, what are we living for if not for hope, right?
That part.
All right. Well, I think that's us for this episode of Gray Matter.
Yeah. Please go out, enjoy each other on this final stretch of 2025, and let's usher in 2026 together.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
This is your meme lord, Will Parody, and
and your host with the most, DJ Daniel Gray.
We'll catch y'all next time.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
Some of y'all go get washed. Some of y'all just go pop shit. Some of y'all just go talk. But none of y'all ain't really got shit. Some of y'all just look lost.
I get this type of feel you ain't accustomed to. I swear I'll be at peace if it weren't for you.
If it f*** me, then f*** you, and that's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it.
And that's the way I like it.
Ain't cooking a smile for none of these.
That's the way I like it.
Wiping them down in front of me.
That's the way I like it. I'm 30 for 30, I'm 30 for 30, I'm 30 for 30, I'm 30 for 30.
Check. Should they fold that no yoga mat? Check. Should they dare that don't hit me back? Check. Should I ran under your questions asked? Check. When the sun goes down, everything made me feel lonely. Hello, sad thing, but right now it's just a hole. Try to feel good, it's hard enough, no one to hold me. Pipe me up, you give me hype, you my favorite coach, compress the line. Being stressed off, that's my only vice. I take it off when you tell me if I'm feeling fine. I run it up, risk it all, like I'm rolling dice. Taking it all, it's my second life. That's me, passed out in the backseat. Cash out on a back sand beach. Oh, you know my body. Oh, you know that's me. Shit, you might get me, 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 me. All I want to love is beside it.
Some of y'all go get washed. Some of y'all just go pop. Some of y'all just go talk. But none of y'all ain't really got shit. Some of y'all just look lost.
I get this type of feel you ain't accustomed to. I swear I'll be at peace if it wasn't for you.
If it f*** me, then f*** you, and that's the way I like it.
Everything been okay.
They salute me so damn much every time I show up, look at her mouth face. Everything no cut, I fuck y'all up, I'm really gonna trip out, babe. Lord, I hit these seven guts, why you waiting on us? Tell them I was on PCH. You fucking with niggas that's thinking they cuter than you? Oh, say so you on your cycle, but he on this period too? Oh, the table's been turning so much, I was thinking it's foosball. The tenderness of them was taking them for some wagyu. Oh, walk, talk, like Kenny, like Boss, like Solana. I promise, more bars, there's a loss, there's a crater, or a spaceship, shut the fuck up, get lost, no favors, I wager, whatever you worth, I bought something about a conservative regular girl that still can beat a bitch ass, thorough as f- don't need your bitch ass, psychic as f- can reach a bitch ass, zodiac sign, it must be a Gemini moon, cause we about to go half, mistakenly nobody been in a bag, but how many bodies done been in her bag?
Some of y'all gon' get washed, some of y'all just go pop, some of y'all just go talk, but none of y'all ain't really got.
Should they fold that no yoga mat? Chat. Should they dead that get no strings attached? Chat. Should have ran down on you, no questions asked? Chat.
Do I let him bump his gums or get him whacked?
Chat.
Do I take his head off and wear it for fashion?
Chat.
Do I do my stuff and take it to the max?
Chat.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so caught in my blunt ears. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting, but I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time. What's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time. Breaking in. New condo, say your name at the front. You can stay if you want. It's been one of those nights I ain't had in a minute. It's been a minute, had to pop a shroom to recreate a feeling. But it's never the same as the first time we did it. But I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. So you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time, what's the rush?
Take your time, what's the rush?
I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a
man.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a man. I'm a dog, I'm a man.
Oh,
if this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a bop, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world can be flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends get a popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
This world.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when you wanna see.
If this world were mad,
your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure. You got it, babe. It's whatever you need. Even though what I do, you won't do for me. Drop you off, driving crazy at high speeds. Like you got somewhere to go, like you got somewhere to be. Ain't offering me no cash, then bring it back on me. And then you got the nerve to ask what we got to eat. 'Cause you want me slaving over a hot stove. You want me hiding and folding up your clothes. You want me to cater to you, never tell you no. You want me to lose myself just to keep you home. But the answer's no, no, no. The answer's no, no, no. You're used to hearing yes, but I can't take no more. Get used to hearing this, 'cause the answer's no, no. Make you feel like every day's your day. Hold my tongue when I got stuff to say. Just wanna keep the peace up in the home. Tryna meet all your demands when you ain't even got no goals. 'Cause you want me slaving over a hot stove. You want me hiding and folding up your clothes. You want me to cater to you, never tell you no. You want me to lose myself just to keep you home. But the answer's no, no, no. Hearing this, 'cause the answer's no. Don't know what it's gonna take to get you out your own way. What else is left to say? At this point, I refuse to entertain the same mistakes. All I got for you is no. No, 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 no,
my head, I already had you a thousand times. Made me work harder than most, but see, I don't mind. Before you even realize that you were mine, your skin been glowing lately. I know why. But I like the chase too much. You know you play too much. Once I got you in front of me, knew I wouldn't take. I like the chase too much. You know you play too much. But once I got you in front of me, knew it wouldn't take too much.
Kissing in the cup like it's already love. Before I was the one, before you knew what it was. I'm kissing in the cup like it's already love. Don't care who's watching us. Don't care who's watching us.
Bro, okay, I'm famous. Famous, they seen us, so now what? Right now we got the side, we feel inside and the outcome. The hard lines, dopamine rush, you know how that go. Now women come to you as a woman until you're not sure. But God bless them, they cold, wipe their nose, I'm at you. But everybody love me on tour, but girl, that's not you. The world staring at me, they want me talk about you. The finest hypothetical woman I may or not use is my muse, my music, truthfully about you. But we don't know each other in public, I got you tattooed. That's cool, but who would wanna hide you? The single doing numbers, I really want beside you. Out here, privacy is taboo. It's different when everybody love you and no one like you. So kiss me in the club, whatever come, I got you. It's difficult, we really in love,
kissing
trying to be casual.
In the club, like it's already love. Before I was the one, before you knew what it was. I'm kissing in the club, like it's already love. Don't care who's watching us, don't care who's watching us.
Hold up. Crowded the poppy, we should probably get out of it. If you stand, I'm staying too, I ain't sliding without you. In the yams with your friends, yeah, I'm jealous, you got it. Thought of blowing up your phone, but you already on college. Yeah, let's go to Paris, cause over there they ain't watching. I mean, I know I ain't nobody.
This is Julie Holman, and I am from Bonafide Yoga and Wellness here in New Orleans. And you are listening to 102.3 WHIV-LP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as the Dalai Lama once said, the world doesn't belong to leaders. The world belongs to all humanity.
This is 102.3 WHIV-FM in New Orleans. My name is Mark Allen Derry, and I'm the host of Health is a Human Right radio show, which airs on Monday nights from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. This next song is by Pete Seeger, and it's called We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, dear.
From the beating heart of the city, this is 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to social justice, human rights, and ending all wars.
The All-American Half Pound, Big Pure Beef Patty, lettuce, tomato.
Greetings, New Orleans. Welcome to the 504 Underground Music Show. I'm your host, Steve Wattstyle, and I'll be taking you on a journey through time with some vintage underground music from New Orleans, right here on WHIV-LP 102.3 FM New Orleans.
even harder drama. Yes, you an even harder drama.
Jukebox a playing lots of Bobby songs. I heard a chick saying when the music stopped, rock me daddy, oh daddy, oh rock. I say rock, rock, rock me daddy, oh 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 rock me daddy, don't stop. I say rock me daddy, oh rock. A jukebox a jumping clean off of the floor. The gals all a hollering more, more, more. Every time you hear a nickel drop, they play the rock me daddy, oh daddy, oh rock. I say rock, rock, rock me daddy, oh rock, rock, rock me daddy.